What is up, y'all? Welcome back to this week's podcast episode. Today we are going to get real and we're going to talk about what I think is the number one best thing that you can do to guarantee that your business will be consistently profitable, that your business will generate an income, it will generate a cash flow for you to be able to put in your pocket month after month. So what that number one best thing is MRR. By MRR, I do not mean master resale rights or whatever fad is taking over Instagram. I'm talking about monthly recurring revenue. So we're going to talk about what MRR is, how to create it, how it helps you scale your business. And the real talk part of today's episode is I'm going to share a little behind the scenes of what is happening with my MRR over at Young & Co and how things have shifted in the last year. This is the Profit and Prosper podcast, the podcast that empowers female entrepreneurs to make more money, become financially independent, and live prosperously. I'm your host, Sarah Young, a seven-figure agency owner and business and wealth coach who's worked with hundreds of entrepreneurs to create more profitable, sustainable businesses. So this episode is going to be a continuation of last week's episode where we talked about how to grow your business and the things that you need to prioritize at different levels to do that consistently. And I said I was going to do a little mini series on the core themes of the High Profit Society. And so the next core theme of that membership that is coming soon, which I'm super pumped about, the next core theme is grow your profits. And I won't lie, I've talked so much about growing your profits on this podcast. I mean, it's literally the Profit and Prosper podcast. Until a couple days ago, I really didn't even know what I was going to talk about in this episode. Like, what was the one thing I wanted to talk about? And then I realized that I was avoiding a certain conversation because of some struggles I have been having on my own. And so I figured, what better place to come and talk about, you know, real life, what is happening over in my business? Because I think that it's incredibly helpful to learn from me personally, to learn from the things that other business owners go through. And so hopefully you get that from me. So I decided to talk about MRR, monthly recurring revenue, because that has been something that has shifted quite drastically at Young & Co. Young & Co was grown on monthly recurring revenue. So when I shifted my whole business model back in 2021, you've probably heard me talk about this umpteen dozen times, but I built it on monthly retainers, really not retainers, but monthly recurring contracts with my clients. And most of the clients that we took on in 2021, the vast majority of them are still clients today, still paying us monthly revenue, right? Young & Co was built that way. And I got so accustomed to the security that comes with having a more guaranteed monthly revenue amount coming in. I covered all of our expenses, my business and my personal expenses, with the monthly revenue amount that we knew going into the month. We knew that we had that revenue coming in because it was already under contract, right? That it has shifted since buying another accounting firm last summer. And it shifted because that firm did not have monthly contracts in place. They did what so many businesses do, and they billed hourly. And that has been a huge awakening. It has been a huge area that I personally have had to pivot and adjust because I knew going in to buying the firm that it was going to be different than running Young & Co. And we bought it because, for so many reasons, we saw the opportunity to improve it and shift things around into the way that we do business. And I just did not even fully comprehend how different it was going to be going from having all of our expenses fully covered with MRR, with revenue that was already under contract, and then having, you know, projects and additional tax returns and whatever as like the gravy on top. That if we booked it for the month, that was cool. If we did it, no big deal. We already have the revenue coming in. To now, since acquiring that business, you know, we're paying for those expenses for that business, but the revenue is not as consistent because it's hourly. And you think it's easy when you're charging hourly to bill revenue, right? And it may seem that way, but with this business model, what we found is that, you know, we may have projects that are ongoing. Maybe we don't want to bill in a month because the project isn't quite finished and we're about to finish. And so we're having to do a lot more project management. The cash flow is very, very lumpy compared to being more consistent month over month. And so now I have not had the monthly recurring revenue that pays for all of those businesses expenses in addition to our existing expenses and my personal payroll that I need every month, right? And that has been such an awakening. And so I thought, you know what? Let me come talk about this in this podcast because I knew this before, but I feel like it has just become such an eye-opener in the last, 8 months since we bought this firm, that, you know, how much I really relied on that monthly recurring revenue amount, that I just thought I would talk about it. And so I am convinced now that the absolute best thing you can do to create consistent profitability is to look at the way that you structure your payments coming in and to create more monthly recurring revenue. Okay, here's the truth. Cash flow in your business is always going to fluctuate. It's just a fact. You're never going to have sales and expenses coming in month over month that are exactly the same. And so you do have to learn how to deal with fluctuating cash flow. However, you can limit the variability in your cash flow. Sometimes cash flow is inconsistent because you are inconsistent with the way that you show up, with the marketing efforts, with the offers, with your team. If you are inconsistent, then your cash flow is also probably going to be very lumpy. Sometimes, though, your cash flow is inconsistent because your business model is structured to make it inconsistent. If your business model is structured to have, like the business that we bought, hourly payments, lots of work being done at some parts of the year, less work being done at other parts of the year, you are setting yourself up for having a lumpy income. And I'm not trying to say that that's bad. I'm just saying that it is a choice that we can make, right? And so I know I have some clients who I want to exempt from this. So I'm thinking about like designers or people who do corporate projects, things like that, where you have less frequent projects that you do. But when you do the projects, they tend to be a lot bigger, right? Those business models are designed to be more inconsistent, but you're still making really good money, right? And so this episode may not be as applicable to you, although I would argue there's probably still some ways to make sure that you are still showing up consistently to continue to bring those leads in. And then you have to manage your money on the back end to make it last in between projects, right? Okay, so now we have some a little background on MRR. And let's talk about just the logistics of what even is MRR. Before I explain MRR, I want to make sure we understand the difference in sales and revenue. So in online business land, most of the numbers that you see are most likely sales and not revenue. Oh, look, I had a $100,000 launch, or I had this huge contract signed. We sold this much this month. That's not revenue. That is sales. So sales is when you go and sign a client. The sales is the total value that you get under contract for that client. So a really simple example would be somebody buys a one-time session with you, or they buy a digital course. Like, that's really easy. Sales is the same as revenue in that case because they're probably paying for it all in one lump sum. Versus if I sign a new 12-month contract with a client that's going to pay me $5,000 a month, my sales, I just sold $60,000. But my revenue that I'm going to get is not going to be $60,000. It's going to be the monthly payment of $5,000 that they pay me, right? So sales is like the total value of the contract or the agreement that you signed. So when you see people saying, hey, I had this huge launch, they may have offered payment plans. And so when they talk about their launch, they're saying the total value of the pay in full people plus the total payment plans that we're going to get in the future, that's how much we sold. That was the total launch amount, right? Versus revenue is how much cash you actually received in the bank in this month. Now, we could go down an accounting rabbit hole about accrual versus cash revenue. I'm not going to go there. For 99.9% of you listening, we care about cash received in the bank. That's our revenue, right? So the difference in sales and revenue is really about the cash that you paid versus what you have an agreement for over the long run that they're going to pay you. So monthly recurring revenue is when you have somebody who agrees to pay you month after month after month. You have an agreement in place where they're going to pay you a fee, where they're going to pay you a retainer, where they're going to get on a payment plan, whatever it is. But you know, hey, for the next 3 months or 6 or 12 months or whatever it is, maybe forever, right? You have an agreement with this client that they're going to keep paying you month after month after month. The reason that monthly recurring revenue is so great is because you know, without having to go sell anything else, you already have cash coming in the door. That is why me building Young & Co. off of monthly recurring revenue worked so well, and we were able to grow so fast, and I could be confident in hiring the team that I hired, was because I knew, hey, I've got, I forget how many clients we had, 10, 15, 20 clients, whatever it was, all paying me $1,500, $3,000, $5,000 a month. I knew that that was going to come in, right? And I knew, like, yes, when you have monthly recurring revenue, sometimes your clients will cancel. Sometimes payment plans will default. But by and large, not everybody's going to do that. The vast majority of your clients are not going to cancel or default on their payment plans. At least I hope that's the case, right? And so even if one of those clients cancels or doesn't pay us, we still have all of that other revenue that's already guaranteed to come in. It's just so much easier to grow your business when you have that recurring revenue because you have confidence and you don't have to start from zero every single month wondering, am I going to make any sales this month, right? The business models where you have no sales, like you're going into the month and it's just like, what can I get booked this month? I see people get worn out with those because you have to keep showing up over and over again, right? You have to be super consistent in your marketing. You have to be putting yourself out there all the time. Like, I'm not saying you can't be successful that way. I'm just saying with MRR, it becomes way, way easier to generate a consistent income. So what are ways that you can implement MRR into your business? I'm going to argue that there's no business out there that could not implement some form of MRR. Even if that's not the way that you've structured it now, I bet that there's a way that you could create monthly recurring revenue. So ideas would be a retainer. So where you have somebody agree to pay you a fixed amount, usually on a monthly basis, for a set of specific services, right? This is really great, especially if you are in the B2B type space, but I would argue even a B2C type business, such as a home organizer, for example, could have somebody pay them to just come in and say, hey, on a monthly or quarterly basis, we're going to do X amount of work for you. And so you know that they're going to pay you consistently. Payment plans are the next obvious type of monthly recurring revenue. And I know sometimes we might say, hey, I'd actually prefer to have the cash up front. And in some cases, I would. But especially if you have a higher ticket offer, I actually probably would prefer the monthly cash option. Because I think when you have people paying you such a high ticket amount up front, you have to do the extra work to manage your cash and make sure it lasts. But obviously, sometimes you can't avoid it. Like sometimes you just have, they'd be a big corporate client who wants to pay you $50,000 all at once. And that's, I'll take it versus letting them go. But if I had the option, especially for the higher ticket sorts of options, I really like a payment plan. And then if you stack those up over time, you can end up with a pretty solid monthly amount coming in. Other obvious options would be a subscription, a membership, anything where people are going to pay you a recurring monthly fee for access to a service or a set of products, right? And again, with a membership, which as you know, I'm launching a membership, people aren't necessarily agreeing to pay you over the long run. So I think it's really important to track how long people stay on average, because then you can get a sense of, okay, if my average client stays for 9 months, then if I want to maintain this amount of monthly recurring revenue, I need to be bringing in this many clients every month to account for attrition, just regular attrition, right? But in most cases, like your whole client base is just not going to leave all at once. So compare those offer structures to having an hourly model, like the business that we acquired, or to having just a bunch of one-time sessions get booked. It can be just really, really tough to maintain those over time. I'll take as another example, if you build your business off of VIP days. VIP days are great. We love VIP days. And also, I personally have seen people who get burned out by running VIP days all the time as their main offer, because yes, you may only need 4 VIP days in a month to hit your revenue target, but you have to bring in 4 new clients every single month. Versus if you can have a VIP day and then transition them into a nice, you know, maybe a recurring maintenance type plan, that can be great because you build a base of recurring revenue and then your VIP days become the gravy, the icing on top. They become the money that you put into savings, the money that you put into your retirement accounts, right? So monthly recurring revenue really is where it is at. And after my experience, honestly, y'all, I took it for granted having MRR that covered all my expenses. And it has been a whole thing of being like, oh shit, we don't have guaranteed revenue coming in to cover all expenses anymore, which means we have to be more conscious of continuing to make sales. And I hadn't had to do that in a while. And honestly, it is kind of tiring. So if you have that type of business model and you sometimes just feel tired having to constantly chase the next client, just know I totally feel you. I totally feel you. It can be really exhausting. And so then I would encourage you to consider what would be a way that you can improve or implement some sort of business model that helps you have a more consistent income coming in the door. So here's what I'm doing in my current situation. This was our plan all along. I'm just in the phase where we're finally implementing it. So we bought another accounting firm that is down in Florida. We have clients all over the US, but a lot of our existing clients were concentrated in the Carolinas because that's where I am. That's where I did all of my networking to build my business. So what we're doing with the Florida business is we're using that location, which is also a really solid location for business growth, and lots of young people are there. So we are taking the current client base that we acquired, and some of them are a great fit for transitioning to a monthly flat fee. And some of them actually love it because they hated the unpredictability of the hourly model, where some months they have this huge bill, some months they'd have nothing, and it was always just going to be a surprise, like here's how much you owe this month. So some of them have really appreciated switching to a flat monthly fee. And then using that location down there where there's lots of growth to bring on more clients into our way of doing things, just like we do in the Carolinas already. So as a side note, totally off topic, if you are down there in the Tampa, St. Pete, Sarasota, Fort Myers area, and you want a new accountant or a CFO, go to trustyoungco.com. We're taking on new clients. So MRR. It's going to help you grow your business faster. It's going to help you have a more consistent income. It is going to help you, it personally has always helped me, maintain more steadiness in my nervous system because I'm so much more confident in the revenue we have coming in the door. So that is why the first challenge inside of the High Profit Society is about creating that baseline revenue. So we're going to do the 5-figure baseline challenge, where I'm going to walk through step by step. We're going to teach in the month of May on what you need to build a baseline MRR of $10,000 plus. If you're already making 10K plus, we are going to take the steps to implement that as a monthly recurring baseline and then growing your baseline up from 10K to 20, 30K plus. So if you would like to increase your monthly recurring revenue to create more consistent income, if you want to do this in a way that's really profitable and highly sustainable, that is what my new membership is all about. Actually, the onboarding part of the membership is the Profit Plan Challenge. I'm doing this as a totally free challenge the week of April 22nd. We are going to walk through a 5 days with live trainings from me in a little pop-up Facebook group. We're going to do 5 days of action items to help you map out a custom growth strategy that you're going to use to grow your business, to grow your profitability, to grow your bank account, to be hitting my benchmark of at least 30 to 50% profit margins in 2024. So you can do that part for free at sarahhyoung.com/profit plan. And then if you want to participate in the 5-figure baseline training/group challenge that we're going to do in the month of May, go get on the waitlist for the High Profit Society as well, because if you get on the waitlist, if you join as a founding member, one of the bonuses, one of the many bonuses that founding members are going to get is a additional bonus mini mastermind group that we're going to do in Voxer with some extra trainings led by me in the month of May as you work through this challenge to get even more hands-on support. So you can go and sign up for the waitlist to get dibs on one of the founding member spots at sarahhyoung.com/membership. I hope this episode was helpful just to hear some of the behind the scenes. If you want even more, definitely come check out the High Profit Society. I'm really excited about building this. I feel like I have gone through different iterations of what I want my coaching and teaching to be. And I just have that feeling of like, this is going to be so good. So, and I'm not saying that for marketing purposes. I'm genuinely like excited to be doing it because my goal in life, I feel like my mission on this planet is to help more women build financial independence. So we're going to do exactly that in the High Profit Society with a community of women building financial health, financial freedom through profitable and sustainable business growth. All right, so go get into the challenge, go get on the membership waitlist, and the links are all below in the show notes, and I'll see you back next week. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Listening and learning is great, but implementing what you learned is even better. So what's one thing you can do this week to make more money in your business, save for your financial future, and start living your most prosperous life? If you found this episode helpful, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and share with a friend because it helps me reach more amazing female entrepreneurs like yourself. See you in next week's episode.